proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Hi, friends. John Potter here. I will see you in person as I help host the third annual First Responders Appreciation Dinner. It is today. It starts at 5. I'll see you there at the American Legion Post 1, 877 Ralston Street. Chef Mark has worked for, I would say, 8 months on this dinner. It's the third annual. And it's for the first responders who protect us and help us and save us. It's a free dinner. Everybody else can buy tickets and join them, and you can say your personal thank yous to them. We're going to have a lot of fun, despite me being on the microphone. And there's a silent auction and a lot of things that Chef Mark has planned. And he's a chef, and the menu is out of this world and very affordable. I forgot how much the tickets were, but I said to Chef Mark, I said, oh, my gosh, that's a steal. We're selling them at the door. 5 o'clock today. American Legion Post 1, 877 Ralston Street. And I'll see you there, and I'll be there for as long as Chef Mark wants me to be there at 5. Okay, Craig, phone lines are open. Any texts?
Well, I had one that said, regarding our caller, Mark, that Mark is the reason that people are voted for Biden.
Oh, because...
Yeah, because of Mark's... comments.
Oh, because
on there.
He came on so strong against Biden, and I think that put somebody off. Yeah.
The text didn't go into detail, but that was just the gist of the
Well,
text.
It is. I had somebody say, are you sure that Biden's tied with Trump's in the poll? The polls are ridiculous, and it's way too early. But yes, the polls, at least what the mass media is presenting to us, show that they're tied. And in some of the polls, Biden is ahead. If these polls are accurate, a lot of that is the news media's doing. You don't see the destruction that Biden's administration has done to this country on the news that most Americans watch because they're slanted and they're powerful. And I'm not a person who has been a news basher. You know, this week is the 40th anniversary of me starting work in the news business. 1983. Working for a TV station in upstate New York. Before that, and it's my passion, because before that, I canceled my plans to take over my father's company, which if I had taken over my father's company, I would be wealthy beyond belief. But I'm the worst salesman in the world, so that wouldn't have worked out anyway. And I switched from business administration in college to journalism, and graduated with that degree in 1976. I'm a fan of the news business, always have been. But there are lately some undeniable realities with the way television news is presented to us today. And that is that it's less about news and more about hype, dramatics, and manipulation, aside from the slant that is taken in stories and not giving the other side of an issue a voice. But in terms of the stories that are delivered and the stories they don't report on. Now, in terms of giving the other side a voice, okay, I watched a network newscast yesterday over the Trump mugshot, and it was like a, my gosh, 3-minute report, and it was all the government's case and all the DA's case in Georgia and everything like that, basically everything that they're saying. Trump had, I swear, I timed it. As for the other side, because you're just hearing the government's case here, the other side was Trump standing outside with a microphone, and they gave him 3 seconds. They didn't even give him the full sentence. They didn't even air that. So it's every day you see this. And so, as I said, I'm still a fan of the news business. I'm a news junkie. But there's a lot that's not reported on. That's what you have to look at also. What do they not report? And another reason Biden may be ahead, a lot of that is a personality thing. I had an acquaintance text me last Saturday during the show. It read, his unpredictability scares the crap out of me, talking about Trump. And that's what he says. And I understand that. That unpredictability also scared the crap out of China and Russia and North Korea. They love Biden because he's so predictable. If they start up something bad, he's not going to do anything. The predictability of Joe Biden allowed Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine. 2 years ago, we ran out the door on Afghanistan and Kabul, and that showed Russia and the world who's at the wheel right now in America. And that told Putin, you're good to go. Roll the tanks. The unpredictability of Donald Trump would have prevented that. When you look across the chessboard and there's a part of you that thinks that guy might be crazy, you're going to play more careful because you don't know what he might do. And while that may be disconcerting to you as a citizen, I think it's really good for our global rivals to be uncertain about what our leader might do. I think it's good if our global rivals are afraid of our leader. I want them, when they're in those big meetings and they close the doors, I want them to look at each other and say, honestly, we better not mess with Trump. You don't know what the psycho is going to do. And you know what? If them thinking he's a psycho keeps him on their side of the line, keeps us safer, I think it's all to the good. But America, folks, is going to be all right. Just right now, in the moment, we're a little bit messy. We're a little bit loud. But at the end of the day, we get it done. America will be fine through all of this. You've heard the parable, the meek shall inherit the earth. I just look at it as the common people and the common sense will win out. Look at how we, you and I, evolved from all our mistaken ideas when we were young. When I was going to college, we were basically taught to fear Ronald Reagan. I didn't understand his policies. We were told they were cruel. After I graduated, I and millions of others were told through the media to be afraid of him. And the media is still at it, with Trump and DeSantis. But in time, I came to believe in Reagan's simple and true statement of optimism, that belief in Joe and Betty America, the common people and their common sense. That was the core of who Ronald Reagan was. And he was right, and you were right. Whatever politicians do, whatever idiots like me say, it's going to be good people who are going to take this country forward. We will be fine. The golden rule, common sense, optimism. It's instilled in me. I was born with it. I learned it all, too, very late in life, reminded of that. But I tell you, it's the only way to live. I just get up in the morning. I say, thank you, Lord. I say it again before I go to sleep. Thank you, Lord. And all is good in the world. Our first guest is patiently waiting in the lobby. So we're going to be talking reverse mortgages. They have changed. We're going to have fun with this topic, too. I found some stuff. David Letterman did a top 10 on when's a good time to get a reverse mortgage. And it's funny. And Mick Jagger said something about it, too. Really interesting stuff, especially how you can. The whole good news is coming up next. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. Yeah, if you have a question about reverse mortgages, that's a number. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be right back. FM News Talk time is 10:15.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
So you say I do pretty good on the radio, huh?
Absolutely.
That's why we brought her back. Patty Wood is here. First, Craig in Carson City. I'm John Potter. Patty Wood is here talking reverse mortgages and having fun with it. Craig, what? More texts or what?
No, we have a sad note to put out there. How many people remember growing up with Bob Barker on The Price is Right?
Oh, no.
Yes, unfortunately, passed today. A lot of people don't even remember. He also hosted Truth and Consequences from 1956 to 1975. 19 years of that before doing Price is Right.
A good man and what he did for pets.
Oh, yes. Yeah, big
that
animal
message
activist.
At the end of
yes.
Oh. Every single Price is Right, he would say, spay and neuter your pets.
Yep. And even talked in front of Congress about the elephants that were in the circuses and things like that. It was all, he was a big, big, big animal advocate.
My gosh, Craig, you're touching on something that I'm a fanatic about, and that is game shows. And I've always been a fanatic about game shows. I used to go and sit in the audience, Wink Martindale doing tic-tac-toe and all those shows. And I did see Bob Barker a few times, but you know how I see Bob Barker today? The Game Show Network runs the old Match Game from 72 to 79. And guess who was on the panel of the Match Game on Friday? Was Bob Barker. And there he is. They're all live again watching this show here. And they run the 70s Match Game, I think, several times a week, especially around 11 a.m. So Bob Barker's there with black hair, slim and trim and everything on the Match Game with Jack Klugman and Raymond Burr. Folks, they're all alive again on this show. And what a throwback to the 70s.
He was 99 years old.
99. God bless him. Yeah. Well, thanks. Or no, yeah, sad to hear. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Patty Woods.
Good morning.
American Pacific Mortgage.
Yes.
Brought me a muffin.
A scone. A blueberry scone.
A scone from which Starbucks.
One of my favorites. Just right down here off of Kitsky.
Oh, Kitsky, Virginia.
Yes.
Okay, I go to that one sometimes. My the one I go to is Plum in Arlington. I brought this up last Saturday that COVID has not really ended here, folks, and they will not touch my cup when I want a refill.
Oh,
they will not. I put it there, and I'll say I'll take a refill, and they back away like it's about to explode, and give me a whole new cup, not very green there, and a whole new top. But that's a different story. Patty has been specializing in reverse mortgages exclusively, so she's a real expert on this for over 17 years and felt so passionate about them that in 2011 she decided to work just with reverse mortgage packages. She joined American Pacific Mortgage, which has a reverse division, and they do the loan from start to finish. And Patty, she holds your hand per se throughout the complete process. All of her clients have become friends or family for life, and Patty has seen this product change and help the lives of so many people, and she is a believer in the reverse, which is basically paying you to stay in your own home. She's also licensed in Nevada and California.
Yes, thank you.
And she has a life. She enjoys fishing. Where do you fish?
Well, most recently, I was visiting my family in Wyoming, and I fished.
You couldn't resist.
The reservoir and caught a nice 4-pound walleye.
Wyoming has fishing.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Gardening you're into. Oh, we can. Oh, boy. Hour every day with me in that backyard.
Oh, yes. That's like I just let everything go when I get into my garden. It's fabulous.
I'll tell you. Yes. Well, I used to hate gardening. But it was because I was looking at my watch. When you forget about time, you really enjoy gardening. It's a really weird thing. You're into target shooting.
Well, and it's so gratifying when you plant this little plant, and then a couple months later, you've got beautiful fruit growing off of it.
It's heartbreaking when you lose one. And that's the only bad thing about gardening. Yes. Okay, besides that and target shooting, you go to estate sales.
I do like to
Hoarder, being on the TV show Hoarders, are you?
Not for me so much. I will say my husband is more of a collector than I am.
So reverse mortgages. How is your service better than the one Tom Selleck is selling on TV?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I could tell you this. I love meeting people and going to their home.
You're local.
And I am local, yes. My office is here in Reno, and my residence is in Carson City, not that far away. And I go all over the place here in northern Nevada.
You can stay in your home and have the cash you need for your future. You can use it to pay these higher prices that I was just talking about with inflation, this higher cost of living. You can maintain your financial independence. And that is peace of mind. It's a budget breathing room. What are the basics of your, or the best, reverse mortgage program that, you can help folks with and set them up?
Well, first they need to know you have to be 62 or older. That's one of the conditions. And if you're a married couple and one is 62 and the other's 58.
Well, 59, to me, I see that as a perk.
It is. It
of
is.
Being old.
Well.
Oh, I said the
old
word.
We're not
so
old. We're not old, John.
Sorry,
remember.
What am I talking
we're just,
about?
No, we just have a lot of good life experiences is what
well
it is.
Well aged.
Yes. So anyways, you have to be 62 or older. You have to have some equity in your home to be able to pull out cash. Now, if you don't have enough equity in your home, we can still eliminate that monthly mortgage payment that you have if you have a mortgage, and it's still within the guidelines of what I can refinance, then we can get rid of that monthly mortgage payment. And so then whatever you're putting down on a mortgage, you have that in your pocket every month. Now you still got to pay your taxes and insurance and maintain your property, but that is one of the best things that I've helped so many people realize.
You must get so many questions. Like when you were on first time, I didn't know where to start. I thought it was very complicated. You make it sound very simple.
Well, you know, I love what I do. I'm so passionate about helping people, and I really think that because of all the myths over the years, there's just been so many bad talk about it, and it's helped so many people, and it's such a great thing for so many people that when I go in and I educate them, I mean, I do have people that. Nope, not going to do it. Just, you know, my husband is just so stubborn and just come in and share this with them. And when I, on paper, in writing, show them this is what your house is worth. This is how much money you can pull out or pay off. And this is how much you're going to have added to your income every month. Because some people are on a fixed income, just their Social Security.
Is there a limit to how much this payment is every month? What's the average or how high can it go?
It just all depends on what your property value is.
So there is no limit.
There is a limit, and that's $10 million. $10 million is where, even on the proprietary jumbos, $10 million is the cap.
It's like what Mick Jagger said on David Letterman. They did a top 10. And it was the top 10 things that he's learned in old age. And Mick Jagger said this, song royalties are great, but even they can't match the guaranteed cash flow from a reverse mortgage.
Well, that is funny.
No, he really said that. It is funny.
Oh, I believe it.
Hey, John, we did get a question.
Yes.
And for Patty, it says, what fees are there to obtain a reverse mortgage?
Well, again, there's a formula that I work out. And so depending on what the appraised value of the home is, whatever the current interest rate is at, and whatever age you're at, that is going to all boil down to what your expenses are. It does have traditional expenses, like anytime you refinance your house, you have title and escrow fees and appraisal fee and all that kind of stuff that goes into it. But give me a call and I'll run numbers specifically just for you.
But it's a check you get every month and the house doesn't change. You're still in the house.
Well, and you know, the other nice thing about that I wanted to, you know, it came up this week with one of a client that had called me, and she really wanted to stay in her house, and she had lost her husband. And but she was so afraid that what if I have to go into a home later? And I said, well, what if you could stay in your home and get in-home health care? And pay for somebody to come in every day, spend a couple hours with you, do some cleaning, go do some laundry, go to the grocery store, prepare some meals. I mean, if you could stay in your own home and hire somebody in to come and help you, wouldn't that be a blessing for the rest of your life?
For true. Can you reverse a reverse mortgage?
Can now, you refinance?
Can you get
mean?
Out of it? Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
You can reverse a reverse mortgage?
Well, I don't...
I was going to say somebody somewhere is going to come up with that product.
Well, if you're talking about refinancing, yes, you can refinance or reverse. So let me just explain that to you. So let's say somebody got into a reverse mortgage 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago. Well, today's rates are a little bit higher than they were 2 years ago. But let's say values have also gone up. So if your value has gone up and you had this line of credit that you didn't use a lot of it, mm-hmm. and you now your property has gone up another $100,000 and you want to take out more cash, yes, you can refinance it and take out more cash.
We're going to break for Fox News, and then we're going to read off the top 10 reasons a reverse mortgage can help those 62 and older. And we'll also take your questions about what used to be, to me, mysterious reverse mortgages, which is very clear to me. It's that check you get every month while you're staying in your home. We're going to break for Fox News. Patty Woods is here from American Pacific Mortgage. We'll be back after Fox News. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 10:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Yeah. I'm John Potter. Thanks for putting up with me. 9 to noon. Phone number 884-9910. Patty Wood is here, American Pacific Mortgage. And Craig has been busy taking your texts and calls. Yes, Craig.
All right. So we have a texter who texted a couple of questions. I'll do them one at a time. And asks, do payments run out?
Payments run out. The payments you receive for getting a reverse mortgage, is there a time limit? Do they expire, Patty?
Well, it depends on how you set it up. So if however much equity...
It's your choice.
It is your choice. If you have enough equity in your property that you can make equal payments until you're 100, then you can set it up that way. If you are very healthy, that's what, you know, you would maybe want to do. If you're not as healthy and you get this reverse mortgage when you're 70 years old and you want your money to last till you're 95, then you break it out that way. So it all depends. If you're a spender and maybe you want more money and, you know, then 10 years. Figure 10 years it's going to last you, because that's what we like. There is a cap on what you can take depending on what your line of credit would be. So let's say, for instance, if you had $200,000 in a line of credit, then, and you took $2,000 a month, then it's, you know, only going to last you for so long.
Oh, I could have so much fun with $200,000. Okay, interesting. Craig, what else?
And their next question is, what's loan to value?
Well, loan to value is different in a reverse mortgage. Again, because it's not, when you do a traditional mortgage, your loan to value is based on the purchase price or whatever, you know, whatever your property is worth. But the loan to value is going to be based on not only the property value, but your age and the interest rate. So let's say, for instance, if you're 62 years old, off the top of my head, you're going to need about 65% equity in the property. If you're 70 years old, you'll need about 58% equity in the property. If you're 75, maybe 52% equity in the property, and so on. That's how it goes.
Craig, you had a question also from yourself?
Yeah, for myself. On the payments that you receive in this reverse mortgage, are they taxable income?
Never. This is money that this is money that you've already paid taxes on. It's equity in your home. So taking money out of your home is non-taxable. So it's not taxable income. No, that is your equity that you're taking out. No tax consequences.
What?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That is very, very nice. Actually, You know, I'm thinking along these lines because we're talking about buying a like a winter home, Southern Nevada. And when you're my age, you kind of shy away from the idea of putting all your money into a mortgage because, let's be honest, I got, what, 15 years left. It seems crazy to do that. Now, you have something like a reverse mortgage on your primary home, and you don't tie up your money with the mortgage that you're thinking of. You're actually receiving from the other end. You're receiving money from them. And I think for seniors, it's an ideal situation. As I said before when you were here, you can't take the house to heaven or hell,
they're not going to dig a hole big enough.
They have no room. That's right. Okay. Top 10 reasons. Oh, Craig, was that it?
Okay. I just got the same individual text again. Is line of credit a percent of equity?
Again, it's something that I'm going to have to run numbers for that specific person. You can call me at 775-954-0366 because I don't know what your age is. I don't know what your property value is. I do know what interest rates are running. But depending on what you get in a line of credit is going to determine what your, you know, how much equity you have in your home. If you have a mortgage to pay off, I mean, there's all these little steps to get to the final result. So it's not just a general question. I can't just answer a general question.
There's so many offshoots from the basic reverse mortgage plan.
Yes.
And that's a good thing because you can tailor make a reverse mortgage plan for the person you're dealing with.
That is correct. And the other thing, let me just mention, is that I love what I do. And so you call me and I can come visit with you. I can run numbers. There is no cost to that at all. That if it works for you, I want everybody to have a reverse mortgage option. So maybe that's not the right plan for you. Maybe there's something else that fits more for that person. So I just want you to know that if you call me and have me run numbers for you, I'm going to enjoy meeting you. But you know what? If it's not for you, have a good day and I'll move on to the next person and you'll have a good life.
What's your phone number again?
775-954-0366.
All right. Let me run through the top 10 reasons a reverse mortgage help those 62 and older because we only have 3 minutes here. It can eliminate your current monthly mortgage payments. Yeah, done. Number two, you can use some of your equity to pay off credit card debt with high interest rates and balances. Number three, you can use some of your equity to help your children or grandchildren purchase a home of their own, help with college costs, et cetera. And as I brought up earlier, you can use the money to invest in a vacation home. Also, whatever you want to do with the money.
The money's yours.
Yes. And tax-free. You can use some of your equity You can use some of your equity to take your whole family on a dream vacation, spend some of the inheritance and enjoy it with your family while you're alive. You can remodel or do necessary repairs to your home. Oh, yes. Purchase a new vehicle, one that will last the rest of your life. You can supplement your income if you have lost a spouse and are on a limited income like Social Security. Many folks who are 70 plus don't have an additional source of income.
Yeah, I find that a lot, and it's very sad.
I do, too. You can use some of your equity to purchase a vacation home or second home as long as you keep your current primary residence and live in that home 6 months out of the year, you snowbirds. You can stay in the home for the rest of your life, your home, and use some of your equity for in-home health care. Without having a monthly mortgage payment, you are responsible for your property taxes and insurance. You have to maintain your property. Your home, though, remains in your name. Your trust, when you pass away, is when the reverse mortgage loan gets paid back. The bank does not take your home. The loan can be sold or the loan can be refinanced if you choose to keep your family home. Why did you pick, and this is a nationwide company, right? American Pacific Mortgage.
Yes, we are. We are, now you put me on the spot. We're in many states, mostly on the West Coast.
Why did you pick them?
Well, you know, I used to work for another mortgage company 15 years ago, and I was struggling because we didn't have a processor that understood the reverse mortgages, and so I would always have to broker them out, and then it would take longer, and it would be frustrating because nobody really knew how to do this reverse mortgage. So then I met American Pacific Mortgage, having their own reverse division. I got a lot of one-on-one training. I went to seminars. We have symposiums and summits twice a year. And so it's really been beneficial. My team, when you focus on something and that's all you do, and you know them in and out and upside down, I always tell people, because we're reverse. It's just a blessing that I have so much support from a team that I do.
I don't know anybody else who just deals with reverse exclusively like you have for over 17 years in this area. So you know the ins and the outs. Patty Wood, American Pacific Mortgage. Phone number again, Patty?
775-954-0366.
All right. Craig, is that a new message you just sent me? I have a caller's question.
Yes. The caller's question was, hold on, sorry. Is what he gets, or they think that what, if they're, you do your financing and all that, and then your house becomes worth more and you take more out of it. Isn't that subject to capital gains tax?
Nope. No, it's not, because it's your money. That's your equity.
But it's not what you, or, you know, your house that you bought your house originally for. Now you've got, say, $100,000 more than that. Wouldn't that be capital gains? That was the question.
Because this is off your mortgage. You already paid the tax, right?
Right, and this is your house. It's not like you're selling your house and now you have a whole capital gains because your house is way worth what you paid for it. This is your home. You take out money. You gain equity, you take out more money. That's your money.
Okay.
There's not a tax consequence on it.
The banks that do reverse mortgages, they're not like the old TV shows portrayed them, where they're hoping you die fast, right?
Correct. And there's not a lot of banks that do.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
American Pacific, we're a banker and a broker.
Okay, I know.
But there's a lot of
I think that was a plot on an Alfred Hitchcock show. I don't know.
Yes, there's not a lot of people that do reverse mortgages. And I happen to love what I do, and that's why
I do
that.
You do. Yes. Patty Wood, American Pacific Mortgage, and you have a website too, don't you?
Yes,
because I looked at it this morning. Google it, folks. Google American
Pacific Mortgage.
Here's how I found you. American Pacific Mortgage Reno.
Yes.
Google that, and you come up with Patty Wood's page. All right, Patty. Thanks for joining us. I think it's a great deal.
Thank you.
And they've improved on these things.
Yes.
So forget what you learned before. And Craig in Carson City, thank you for referring and what people. See, every Saturday morning, Craig and I play a game of telephone.
That's awesome.
He's got the phone, and he tells me what folks say. But, folks, you can call me. We're open topic next 15 minutes here, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. We'll be right back. FM News Talk time is 1047.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
You didn't bring any wine this time, did you? Oh, get out of here. That's our next guest who we're going to be talking at 11 o'clock with Stuart Michelle, who is with Nevada Grape Growers and Winemakers. Yes, there's this huge wine growing community now in northern Nevada, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Our phone number is 884-9910. He's coming up in 15 minutes. We're going to talk about wine at that time. Until then, it's an open topic. Especially anything local. We touched on the burners. You have a burner story, or do you have an opinion on the burners coming through? I'm sure you've noticed them. 884-9910.
And I had my prediction earlier was correct.
What?
Traffic is now being diverted or not let on or underneath any bridges or on any bridges that are not already open. As an example, getting on or going under Moana or going Moana from Kitski to Airmotive or Airway Motor or Airway Drive. You can't go that way. It's blocked off. I think even right outside your studio, John, at Plum Lane, the road is blocked from the Plum. They're forcing you to go north on 580 at Plum Lane and keeping you from doing anything toward the airport. So
you have to admit that the optics for this whole trip have not been good.
Yeah. Speaking of optics, all of the highway cameras between the airport, north of the airport.
Oh, don't tell me they shut them down.
They shut them down.
They turn them all off. Yep. I don't understand that. If there's something they don't want us to see, they just turn off those cameras.
Yeah, it says the video feed is currently not available on every camera between...
Isn't that between a taxpayer-funded service with these traffic cameras?
It's also, I think, the...
What are they hiding there?
Yeah, well, they
what
just
is
don't
the
want people,
reasoning?
They don't want people knowing where they're at and saying, okay, we can go, we can bomb them here, or we can...
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah,
we already know.
It's their paranoia.
Anyway, as I was saying, the optics have been pretty terrible on this. Okay, number one, he didn't go to Hawaii right away. Instead, he went to Tahoe with the billionaire friend and staying at his house. Okay, another vacation for Joe, which people have already noticed. He's had more vacations than Trump did. And oh my gosh, the hammering Trump took for all his vacations was record-breaking, I heard. He's actually beat that. So here he comes to Tahoe, billionaire's house, enjoying a Tahoe. The arrival into Reno timed wreckedly with the first day of school and rush hour Monday morning. There was a lot of grievances out there over that.
Yeah, and when he was leaving on Monday?
Yeah, that's right. He was leaving on Monday. School buses had to pull over and park buses full of kids waiting for I don't know how long. You know how traffic closures are. It had to be quite a long time for the first day of school and people getting to work.
I've got to correct you, John. This past Monday was not the first day of school. It was the second week of school. It started on the 14th. This was the 21st.
No, really?
Yeah.
God, time flies.
I know, right? It just seems like it was there. Yeah, they've already done 2 weeks of school now.
Oh my God, what's happening to the world? I'll tell you, once you turn 69 years old, yeah.
They've done 10 days now, they have 170 more to go.
Months turn into weeks. That's another thing I noticed about old age. And yes, I'm old. We were talking about that, of course, and burners. If you're going to Walmart looking for ravioli and burger buns, it's not possible at this time. So any good or bad burner reports out there or opinions on that, we're more than happy to take. We try to stay local here, so I'm going to bring up some Nevada Google Trends. New data from a recent study about Netflix usage nationwide. It turns out based on Google search, Nevadans watch more Netflix than most any other state. Oregon and Utah are ahead of us. On average, the typical Nevadan streamed 751 hours of Netflix last year, which is about 2 hours and a few minutes every single day.
Is that all? I get home at 5:30. I'm on Netflix until 8:30. So 3 hours a day is for me. So yeah,
here's why I'm not on Netflix. I can't keep up with everything to watch just on cable. My DVR is constantly 98% full. And if I see something I really want to tape, like last night I recorded the PBS country music episode, which is like 2.5 hours, I have to delete stuff I really wanted to see to make room for the new thing I want to see. And my DVR in both rooms, 98%. So when do people find the time, with everything that's offered on all the other channels, find the time to fit something from Netflix into their days? And listen, since they kind of made me turn in my keys to Channel 2, I have all the time in the world right now. I still. If you're the average Nevadan, 2 hours and a few minutes each day on Netflix, which means last year you paid 23 cents for every hour of Netflix you watched with no commercials. Netflix's benefit here or their good side. Where else do you get entertainment that cheap? 23 cents for every hour of Netflix based on the averages of how much Netflix people watch. But the other fascinating bit of data from this study is that we're one of the more honest states in America when it comes to Netflix password sharing. Across America, when their kids are grown and the parents wave goodbye, they say, sorry, we created a world where you can't afford a house, but here's the Netflix password. Now we raise our kids and send them off with another place with cheaper housing. It's bye. Love you. Now go get your own Netflix account. But you can still show your love sharing the Disney Plus password. So far. I'm John Potter. Our phone number is 884-9910. Still open topic, but we're mainly going to be talking about wine after Fox News. So hang in there if you're a wine aficionado. What's your favorite label? Have you been to Napa? How's Napa lately? I haven't gone there for years. Last wine trip we took was Healdsburg. So we're talking wine next. 884-9910. Fox News is next. We'll be back. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 10:58.